I was listening to a certain talk this morning and someone said something that really got me thinking. This is what he said. I was complaining about not having shoes on my feet until I met someone who didn't have feet at all. Wow, what a profound thing. You know, that's how we live. Always complaining about the things that we don't have, forgetting to be grateful for what we actually have. Always seeing the things that we could have but we don't, not thinking of the things that we actually do have but we are not even using, probably, or we are not even noticing them because we are too busy looking at what we don't have. I wish we would all have an attitude of gratitude. And that's what I want to talk about today. Gratitude. G for gratitude. Hi, this is Liz, and I welcome you to this podcast, hoping that by the end of it all, we will have more of an attitude of gratitude and less of an attitude of complaining. As I was thinking about this saying by this guy, I was taken back into time when I was growing up. You see, I didn't come from a very well-off family. And when I was growing up, we really didn't have electricity at home. So we didn't have many, you know, luxuries like TVs and radios and stuff. So my entertainment was books. I used to read a lot of books. And actually, that's where my habit of reading books came from. And I remember reading this one book by Barbara Taylor Bradford called A Woman of Substance. And that book ignited in me a certain kind of hope that made me, all those years back, more than 30 years ago, it gave me hope that one day I would have a different life and not the one that I was living then. Many years later, 30 plus years later, of course I managed to change my life. But where did it all start? It started with not having electricity. Why? Because that gave me an opportunity to read books. Because like I said, that was the only entertainment I had. So when I look back now, I have that attitude of gratitude towards the life that I lived, the background that I came from. Because without it, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. It's possible that I wouldn't even be speaking to you today. It's possible that I wouldn't even be writing the stuff that I write today. It's very possible that the routine, the book that I have written, would never even have existed. All those things that I went through in my life, I really appreciate them all because they have made me who I am today. Gratitude is something you intentionally do. You don't have to have something good to be grateful for. You look for it even when you think it is not there. I know at a time like this, many people are sad because of losing loved ones. Most people have lost jobs already. There is so much, you know, doom and gloom hanging around people's heads right now. And they are worried about tomorrow and all that. I get it. And I know. But you know one way you can be able to overcome this? It's by looking for something to be grateful for, something to offer gratitude for every single day of your life. And there are many things you could do. In fact, I urge you to be creative about it and you will find out that there's so many things you can be grateful for. You will be surprised. For instance, have you ever imagined what it would be like you eating food every day, but not having that tiny hole that is behind your back there, you know, to remove the excess food that you ate? Can you imagine how toxic it would be for your life if you didn't have that? That is something to be grateful to God for. I know it sounds crazy. I'm like, you're probably thinking, okay, Liz, that's a bit far-fetched. No, I'm just trying to show you how creative you can be. There are many things in your life you can be grateful for. You don't have to continue focusing on the things that you do not have. Yes, you may have lost a loved one. I may not understand how you're feeling. I may not know exactly how your heart is right now. But this is what I can tell you. You can choose to be grateful for the things you did, for the memories you shared together, because they will always be a part of you. They will always remain in you. You will always carry a part of them in your heart because you created those memories together. You have things that you did together. You will always be seeing them. There will always be a remembrance of that person. So be grateful that at least you have those memories. There are many ways, you know, you can overcome this. Just be creative. Intentionally determine that you're going to look for something to be grateful for on a daily basis. In fact, I'm encouraging you to get a gratitude log where you sit and write down every night before you go to bed. Just sit there and write something you're grateful for that particular day. Offer gratitude intentionally, even if things went wrong the entire day from morning till evening. According to you, that's what you think. But believe me, there's still a lot that went, you know, positive for you, just that you're not looking at it. For instance, you went back home safely. You're alive today. You're not in the morgue. You're alive. You know, you probably, maybe somebody splashed water on you in the morning, you know, as you were going to work or something, and they messed up your dress. Guess what? At least they didn't knock you down. You're still standing on your own 2 feet. If you look hard enough, you will always find something to be grateful for. But here's something else I also discovered. One of the reasons why many people lack, or rather seem to lack things to be grateful for, is because they don't appreciate themselves. For you to be able to look outward and appreciate the things that surround you, you have to be able to look inwards first and appreciate the things that you have. Like I said, if it hadn't been for the life that I had led before, my background, the routine would never have existed. And when I look back, I realize that it is because of those things that I went through in my life that I am the person that I am today. I remember a time when I really hated myself. Hated with a capital H. I didn't like me at all. I hated my lips. I hated the fact that I had dimples. I didn't know then those were marks of beauty. I didn't know then that my lips were some of the most, you know, beautiful features that I have on my face. I hated the fact that my eyes looked like they were sleepy half the time. I didn't like me at all, and that was because that is what I had been fed by a close relative. And so because I trusted her, and if she didn't like me the way I was, why then would I like me? And so I hated myself, and it took me many, many years to love me back. But let me share the secret with you, how I managed to do that. I started giving thanks for little things about myself. I started, you know, having a gratitude log for me as Liz. And I would thank God for creating me beautiful. I would thank Him for giving me a good brain. I would thank Him for the many, talents and gifts that He has deposited in me. I started appreciating myself, and I would have something to say about myself every day. And as I did that, I had less and less things to complain about me and more things to love about me. And when I started loving me, when I started appreciating myself, when I started having things to be grateful for, then it became easy for me to start spotting things around me to be grateful for. You know, there's somebody who once said that you can complain that rose flowers have thorns, or you can say that the thorns are surrounded by roses. It all depends on where you stand. If you have an attitude of gratitude, you will always have something positive to be grateful for. You will always have an eye for the good stuff. But if you lack that attitude of gratitude, you will be seeing negativity even when there shouldn't be any. You will be seeing all the bad things around you instead of seeing the positives that could be there. I encourage you tonight, why don't you start having a gratitude log? Why don't you determine in your heart that from today you will be doing less complaining and more gratitude? And I'm telling you from experience and from my own experience actually, that you will have a lot more things to be grateful for. I once wrote an article that said, how you do anything is how you do everything. If today you cannot be grateful for the little things that you have, don't expect that when you get those things that you're really, really looking forward to getting, you're going to be grateful for them. I can guarantee you by then, you will still be looking for more things to be grateful to make you happy, and you will forget to be grateful for the things that you have already managed to get. So start with the small things that you have. Start with the small blessings that you have and be grateful for those ones, and you will get more to be grateful for. The more you're grateful, the more you'll get more stuff to be grateful for. May you be ignited, be inspired, be influenced to become the best version of your grateful self that you can ever be. Acquire an attitude of gratitude, and you will be grateful that you did. God bless you. Stay safe and stay sane. Gratitude is one sure way of staying sane.